Hi. Yesterday and during the night and again today, I've really been receiving something new. Something that I've longed for. I've really desired with my heart of hearts. And what that is I've really been experiencing a new profound sense of belonging in community. I have developed that in the community with my herd, and I've had that as been my saving grace most of my life. And recently, I've been having some new experiences that have, and some profound shifts that go along with that. And let me tell you a little story. When I took the time the other day to be willing to risk being vulnerable with a community of others and to do some exploration around what can trigger me externally in my life, I learned something I didn't realize that I would learn. I took the time to notice a trigger. You know, it was something as small as the fact that sometimes I come home and my husband's left papers all over the table and the floor. And I feel a sense of irritation, a sense of aloneness, and some embarrassment as well. And, you know, okay, let's be honest here. I am not a neat freak. I don't keep everything in order, and I have my own piles. That doesn't mean that I still didn't have my own trigger that I can own. And so slowing it down to be able to notice the emotion and the sensations of my gut clenching. Slowing down is so important. And once I slow down and able to notice those sensations and those emotions, I can begin to link it into what's the unmet need underneath that? And what is that I am statement that's actually running me? And it may not be an I am statement that's one I really want to have running. It's most likely an automatic one that was conditioned into me from growing up or living my life without being totally and completely aware. Those moments happen. They happen to all of us. And so noticing what the I am statement was is like the I am statement of I'm a disappointment. I don't matter. I'm not enough. So there's a flavor of lack, of scarcity, that I hadn't really dipped into, especially with such a small or seemingly small experience. But to stay with it and to notice what it's like when I actually tap into that discovery. There was some surprise, there was some sadness. And could I slow it down and link it into an experience that I had when I was younger? And I could. excuse me. Remembering a time when I was a young girl and I'm wanting to learn how to sing. I think I'm only about 7. And my sisters both have beautiful voices and they can naturally sing harmony. But when I was little, if I heard other people singing, I'd just start singing what they did. So I didn't have that kind of ear that they did. And so the message I got when I was little, when I didn't keep on key, was that I couldn't hold a tune. And drop that down into, I can see how I came up with this the unawareness that what was running me was that I wasn't enough, that that sense of lack. What was surprising to me was to connect those dots, especially since, you know, what does not being able to sing harmony well at 7 years old have to do with, you know, just the other day, my husband leaving his papers all over. That's what's so fascinating, is there are connections that are made that we're not aware of all the time. And when we can begin to slow down and be with our body and our felt experience, we can begin to make those connections, and they make sense, and we make sense. So coming back to the process that I was invited into in community, which this was also a beautiful thing, slowing down to recognize what is the need that was unmet in that moment. And there's a need for loving compassion. And so that tied right in of when, for my younger girl, my little girl, that needed loving compassion, that understood that she's just developing her sense of self and developing her voice and her ability to keep a tune, then I could see how that really linked into that when I'm able to stand in that energy, in that quantum field of loving compassion, I can come back into imagining walking into the room and seeing the papers all over the table and the floor, and just recognizing the idiosyncrasies of my loved one, and just extending loving compassion from my heart to his. And rather than feeling irritation, annoyance, or embarrassment that it's like that, if I'm so moved, just go ahead and tidy up a bit. And it's all okay. It's all right. What I realized later, as I actually took a little bit more time with the experience of having been in a community of others locally that gathered together to experience this in community, and that was even more profound for me, because I've experienced community in a lot of different ways, and yet I haven't really experienced a lot of community in person in a long time. And so when I woke up this morning, I realized just how much it meant to me to get to spend a whole day in community with several other people, exploring the same way of being, openly sharing from our hearts. And I realized one of the other programs that had run me for a long time is the belief that I am all alone. And I've spent time with that, that default or that belief, and there's been a lot of lightness around it, but this was a really distinct difference. This there was a visceral sense of togetherness and belonging and companionship. It was just exquisitely beautiful. So I want to ask you, when you feel gratitude well up inside of you, how do you slow down to really anchor it in your now experience? To really step into your authenticity and strengthen that capacity to stay there, to live from that space in the now. I'd love to hear that is for you. From my herd to yours, I hope you're having a beautiful day today.